Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 17. On this 21st day of August, I hope it's finding you with joy and perseverance in the trials that you're walking through, and maybe just a shift in perspective. I know sometimes I just need to shift my perspective from looking at everything half empty toward abundance and thanking God for the good things that he's done. All right, little sermonette done. Chapter 17 in the World English Bible, it says this: You shall not sacrifice to Yahweh your God an ox or a sheep in which is a defect of any or anything evil, for that is an abomination to Yahweh your God. If there is found among you within any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, a man or woman who does that which is evil in Yahweh your God's sight and transgressing his covenant, has gone and served other gods and worshiped them or the sun or the moon or any of the stars of the sky which I have not commanded, and you are told and you have heard of it, then you shall inquire diligently. Behold, if it is true and the thing certain that such abomination is done in Israel, then you shall bring out that man or that woman who has done this evil thing to your gates, even that same man or woman, and you shall stone them to death with stones. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, he who is to die shall be put to death. At the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall first be on him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall remove the evil from among you. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which Yahweh chooses. You shall come to the priests who are Levites and to the judge who shall be in those days. You shall inquire, and they shall give you the verdict. You shall do according to the decisions of the verdict, which they shall give you from that place which God chooses. You shall observe to do to all that they shall teach you, according to the decision of the law, which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment, which they shall tell you, and you shall do. You shall not turn away from the sentence which they announce to you, to the right hand nor to the left. The man who does so presumptuously in not listening to the priest who stands to minister there before your God or to the judge, even that man shall die. You shall put away the evil from Israel. All the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. When you've come into the land which your God gives you and possess it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the other nations that are around me, you shall surely set him whom Yahweh your God chooses as king over yourselves. You shall set as king over you one from among your brothers. You may not put a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Only he shall not multiply horses to himself nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he may multiply horses, because Yahweh has said to you, you shall not go back that way again. He shall not multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. He shall not greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. It shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write himself a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the Levitical priests. It shall be with him, and he shall read from it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, to keep all the words of his law and these statutes to do them, that his heart not be lifted up above his brothers, and that he not turn away from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the middle of Israel. Do you mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these very clear directives of the king. And we see we kind of see this hint of a cautionary tale here. You recognize that they will say, we want to be like all the other nations. We want to have a king. And yet you give the king some parameters, not to gain too much wealth, not to have too many wives, not to return to Egypt. And I really love this phraseology. You shall not go back that way again. In other words, the king was not to lead them back into slavery, back into Egypt. And Lord, I just want to camp there as I pray for my friend today. There are places that they have been that you have commanded them. You shall not go back that way again. And I think about that in my own life of staying in the sludge of the past. There have been times where that has become my identity. My identity has become being victimized, and you have called us away from that land of slavery toward a promised land, and we are to constantly be walking toward that new place. If we look back like Lot's wife, we will be in trouble and we will constantly be longing for that which we were set free from. So Lord, help us to set our face like flint toward what is new and not go back that way again. And Lord, open our eyes if we're doing that. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, lovely name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Super grateful for you. I hope that this is a day full of counting your blessings, because God is good and He loves you so much.